Hello, I'm Adam Harper, Director of Professional Development at AAT, and this podcast provides an opportunity to review AAT's achievements in 2013 and look ahead to the issues that are likely to affect you in 2014. Reaching the end of another year provides the opportunity to reflect on what AAT has achieved on behalf of its members in what is proving to be a rapidly evolving market for those working in business and in finance. 2013 saw a big change in the management of payroll processing with the introduction of real-time information, or RTI. Moving to a monthly payroll submission is part of the overall government strategy to collect up-to-date information on employees to support the introduction of universal credits and other reforms in the benefits system. As is often the case with changes like these, it is AAT members who take the lead on explaining, implementing, and managing these new approaches in their workplace. And while members have certainly risen to the challenge, not all employers were aware of the impact of these changes. We highlighted this fact in February to the press when we shared the results of a survey we'd commissioned, which showed that a third of small business directors were not even aware that RTI was due to be implemented in March. This news was picked up by The Times, The Telegraph, and The Evening Standard, as well as the business press, and it demonstrates the work that we're doing to raise the AAT's profile on the issues that matter and that affect you. The more that we successfully manage to associate our name with these issues, the more we can therefore promote AAT members as having the skills to manage these changes and to subsequently underline the value to employers in employing AAT members. Another news campaign that got picked up by the business press, again based on research activity that we conducted, was our view on small businesses being excluded from a digitally based tax system. As HMRC moves forward in introducing more services based on online submission of information and other facilities dependent upon electronic access, we shared the view that it is vital that these developments are done in such a way that supports business. While some of us may take broadband for granted, not all parts of the country have broadband access, which makes online filing a challenge. Similarly, the findings pointed to issues that some have with engaging with online resources, either due to a lack of experience or confidence in doing so. If the aim is to fully support all business within the UK, then the ability to access and file accurate business information is critical, without any businesses being knowingly excluded. As a significant number of AAT members either work for small businesses or provide accounting services to them, this provides us with the scope and opportunity to lobby on your behalf with HMRC and government. Working proactively with HMRC, we regularly respond to consultation requests from them and other government agencies. And in 2013, we've responded to nearly 30 consultations. If you average that out over the course of the year, it works out at more than one consultation response every fortnight. We've therefore been busily gathering your views wherever possible and presenting them to government accordingly. Some of the key issues that we've responded to on your behalf this year include simpler financial reporting for micro entities, HMRC approaches to supporting customers who need extra help and proposals for the withdrawal of call centres, the 2013 finance bill, and simplifying national insurance processes for the self-employed. The point of view we present is respected and listened to, and shows the respect that HMRC has for AAT and our members. Now, not everything we say gets taken on board, but being able to engage in consultation and dialogue gives us the opportunity to continually strengthen our reputation within government as a credible and powerful voice within business and the accountancy profession. By way of an example, the Shadow Exchequer Secretary to the Treasury referenced AAT on several occasions in the Commons debate that took place on the finance bill earlier this year. Our continued lobbying of government about the value of apprenticeships has seen AAT being mentioned in Parliament by both the government and the opposition. Our research showed that apprenticeships, including AAT apprenticeships, have better long-term value in terms of career progression and earning potential than degrees. As youth employment levels and social mobility are still key issues within the UK economy, we can show that the opportunities provided by AAT qualifications can make a real long-term impact on our members' lives and the wider economy. If you're thinking of taking on an apprentice, then you can speak to the National Apprenticeship Service or the AAT sales team to find out more. In the UK, we're starting to see a slow recovery in the jobs market, and this will in turn provide more opportunities for AAT members. However, we realise that it's still a highly competitive marketplace for you, and so in 2013, we've put more resources into career support for members to help you find and retain fulfilling jobs. This has included 4 regional careers events in London, Leeds, Birmingham and Bristol, which were attended by 450 members. These were supported by 4 dedicated careers webinars, which are now available to view on CPD Interactive. Additionally, we introduced a new job search facility, providing an extensive range of opportunities for members at all stages of their careers. Over 15,000 members have now used our online suite of careers services to look for jobs, to plan and write their CVs and research employers so as to get ready for their next role. And we have even more planned for 2014, as we know that by providing real effective career support for our members, we can enhance the value we offer you through your membership. One of the core values at AAT is innovation, and we've continued to look at ways we can provide you with relevant CPD opportunities that meet your needs. The use of e-learning is now firmly embedded as part of the support we provide students, and this year we delivered a wider range of e-learning as part of our CPD portfolio. Our full suite of P11D e-learning modules was updated to help guide members through the topic of benefits in kind and completion of the P11D forms. We added to this a full suite of modules to support the completion of the self-assessment tax forms, which many of you will be busy working on for your clients. Knowing that you are busy people with busy lives, you don't always have as much time to engage in CPD as you would like. So we have some shorter e-learning products to help you refresh your knowledge on topics such as VAT and corporation tax. And in 2014, we will start delivering CPD greenlight tests to help you assess your knowledge on key accountancy topics such as real-time information and changes to financial reporting standards. Newer members will be familiar with the greenlight test from their recent studies, but if you've never seen them before, they involve a randomly generated multiple choice quiz with answers and a simple traffic light system to show you how you're doing. They're quick and easy to take and are an invaluable way to keep your skills and knowledge up to date. Keep an eye out for these in 2014. I mentioned careers webinars earlier, and another success this year has been the development of our CPD webinar programme. We appreciate that not all members can attend a course or branch meetings, although over 10,000 of you have done so this year. And webinars are a great way to engage with CPD. In 2013, we offered webinars on Excel skills, gift aid, farm accounting, charity accounts, transport schemes, and applied tax topics. Bookings have been increasing throughout the year, so they're certainly proving popular. And if you've not been able to attend a webinar, don't forget that they're recorded and made available on CPD Interactive the following day. The 2014 programme of webinars will continue to offer a wide range of topics, including schools accounting, local government accounting, auto-enrolment, and working with high-net-worth clients, amongst other topics. With so many members working in different sectors, we aim to meet as many of your needs as possible throughout the year. Our CPD events programme continues to offer a full range of topics for members. Looking at the feedback you've provided, we continue to shape these events so they deliver the learning outcomes you need from them. We've introduced more half-day courses, as we know you're often pressed for time, and we'll continue to look at other event opportunities such as breakfast or evening courses in 2014. All of this is coordinated with our 46 branches, who delivered over 350 events in 2013 and are on course to deliver the same number next year. And not forgetting the 5th AAT Weekender in Manchester, which continued the success of the previous conferences with over 200 members attending a wide and varied programme. Booking is now open for the 2014 Weekender on May the 16th and the 17th, and I look forward to seeing you there. Which, to put all this into context, means that we have delivered around 400 events in 2013 to support you and your CPD. Looking forwards to 2014, there are no signs of slowing down in terms of changes in the profession or in the support we continue to provide you. The implementation of FRS 102 from the 1st of January 2015 will affect most members in 2014. You'll need to be reviewing what these changes mean to you. Your chart of accounts. Is your software ready for the changes? How will this affect your processes and financial statements? And whether you need to charge your clients for the additional work involved in making these changes, amongst a range of issues. Charity accounts will also be affected by these changes, and the release of a new Charity Statement of Recommended Practice, or SORP, which is due to be confirmed by summer 2014. This will potentially give members working for a charity, or with charity clients, an even shorter timeframe to implement the changes in the account system by year-end. We will be delivering a full range of CPD support in 2014 on these topics to explain the changes and how you can get ready for them. With pension auto-enrolment staging dates now reaching smaller businesses, we've been receiving more feedback on this from our members. We ran a series of articles earlier this year on some of the issues to be considered, and you can find these on CPD Interactive. We'll also be running a Q&A webinar in January and follow-up events in the spring to help get you ready for your staging date. As with RTI, it will be AAT members taking a lead on implementing all these changes in their workplace and with their clients, and I'm confident that in so doing, you'll continue to show the value of AAT members and AAT training to employers throughout the UK. Coming to the end of this podcast makes me realise on how much I still haven't mentioned. Did you know that the Accounting Technician magazine won Best Professional or Royal College magazine this year? You repeatedly let us know how highly you value the magazine as a benefit of your membership, and now other people are taking notice of just how good it is. We've also been partnering with other organisations, such as the Chartered Institute of Payroll Professionals, to offer you a free technical helpline on payroll issues. And keep an eye out for the AAT app to help you keep up to date with AAT events, and which also includes what we think are the best tax calculators available. All of which shows just how hard AAT work on your behalf to make sure you are recognised as invaluable finance professionals wherever you work. I mentioned our commitment to innovation earlier, and I promise you that we will continue to do so throughout 2014 to make sure that you're offered the most relevant and high-quality benefits for your membership. Thank you.